Warwick Hadfield joins us again to talk sport. Warwick, as FIFA votes to elect a new president here in Australia in the A-League, Perth Glory continues its stunning push for a place in the finals.
Yeah, Fran, look, it's a nice diversion to talk about events on the pitch rather than all the political pitches, though we will touch on them in a moment. But before that, Perth Glory, currently seventh, after absolutely coming from the heavens, is playing top of the ladder Western Sydney Wanderers. And that top of the table tag should have no fear for the Glory, because last week they beat another top of the table side, Brisbane, 6-3. And that means they're now just a point out of the top six. So a pretty important game tonight. And Fran, earlier this morning we talked about the reforms that FIFA delegates will also vote on later today, as well as electing that new president. Now, Benita Mercedes, who of course is a high-profile FIFA watcher based here in Australia, immediately after that mention, she tweeted RN Breakfast to say that while they represent some sort of start, they'll fail, because on key issues like greater transparency and corruption investigations and greater democracy in elections, that these are just two areas she believes in which FIFA is utterly incapable of reforming itself. So when you talk to Owen Gibson about a new body being set up, I think that's something that if these reforms don't go through and they're not truly acted on, we might see a breakaway or some sort of independent group of executives come on to FIFA, Fran.
Well, we'll see. Look, let's talk surfing. Mick Fanning, he announced last night that 2016 will be a year of contemplation as he picks and chooses his events on the world tour. What's brought this on? Was it the shark?
It was everything, Fran. I mean, he came face to face with mortality during 2015.
Certainly did.
His own, and courtesy of that South African shark, and also those near to him. He lost his brother during the final event of the year, the Pipeline, and that's where he just missed out on the world title too. And in the end of all that, and not surprisingly really, he says he feels empty, so he will at this stage only be surfing at Snapper Rocks, which of course is his home break, and also Bells, which he, like the rest of the surfing world, loves. Thereafter he'll see how he feels, but he has indicated he probably will go back to Jeffreys Bay to see if that shark's there. I couldn't avoid a smile when he was talking yesterday. We all know that stoked is a vital word in the surfing lexicon. And Fanning said he'll have to wait and see if he can be restoked. And also back at Snapper Rocks this month, Stephanie Gilmore, she's over her knee injury and she's very restoked after her own time of contemplation. She considered retiring at the age of 28. Surely not, Stephanie.
Surely not. Come on. You can stand, you can hang 10. In basketball, we talked earlier about the Opal squad for Rio. In the NBL, the focus is still very much on the domestic comp.
Yeah, look, tonight, Illawarra Hawks play at Perth Wildcats. Perth dominating in all sorts of sports. And that's for a place in the final series against New Zealand Breakers. They already qualified. This is the third game of the semi-final series after Perth won the first game at home. The Hawks, the second in the shadow of their fabled escarpment. And tonight, the Wildcats have that home advantage. And we all know the Hawks' record in Perth. It is not good. 23 games without a win on t'other side of the Nullarbor. And on top of all that, Perth has a perfect record this season for winning the first game at home after losing on the road. So I don't think the Illawarra Hawks will be anywhere near favourites for this match tonight, Fran.
Okay, thanks very much, Warwick. Have a great weekend.